You're listening to the PGIM India Insights podcast series by PGIM India Asset Management.
Hello, everybody. How are you? You've opened the doors to a brand new episode of our podcast series, PGIM India Insights, brought to you by PGIM India Asset Management, where investment experts from PGIM India Mutual Fund share their perspectives on the most pressing issues impacting global and domestic markets and how you can prepare your portfolio to benefit from opportunities across those markets. Now, I'm Ahalya, keeping you company for a very short while as I make way for our speakers to join us on today's podcast. To set the context, you know, all of us passionate investors are always looking for different ways to diversify our portfolios. We're quite interested, I think, in keeping an eye on all of the moving parts when it comes to investing, right? Now, one of those moving parts that has definitely become an area of interest in the recent past is the matter of international diversification. And that's what our guests today are going to be talking to us about. We have with us Ankit Jain from PGIM India Mutual Fund, chatting with Abhishek Tiwari, Chief Business Officer, PGIM India Mutual Fund, to talk about the benefits of international diversification. So without further ado, over to you, Ankit.
Thanks, Alia. Happy to be back on the fourth edition of PGIM India Insights. I have with me Abhishek Tiwari, Chief Business Officer, to share with us his thoughts if investments in international funds make sense for Indian investors. Hi, Abhishek.
Hi, Ankit.
So, Abhishek, you know, I would like to start by asking you, you know, why international funds from PGIM India?
So thanks for, first of all, having me on this podcast. You know, as you're aware, Ankit, PGIM being a large global fund house with one of the largest and most capable onshore and offshore teams focusing on deep asset class expertise. The differentiation that such a team provides on the ground while solving for international allocation always is differentiated. And that reflects in the consistent performance profile of all the funds across the active asset classes that we have.
Okay. So Abhishek, how are these international strategies managed by the global team?
So Ankit, yeah, as we were talking about the onshore and offshore expertise and teams available, when you think of the international bouquet of funds that we have available for our clients in India, we have focused on is solving for a few specific issues. So what they solve for, they solve for international allocations diversified across geographies. So you don't have to keep choosing for opportunities across the globe or the identified subsets of markets like, let's say, emerging markets. Also, second is being able to participate in the complementary themes that mostly are not available or very, very thinly available in home market like ours. The third one is in the medium to long term, while we, you know, with all our experiences across, we found out that investors do not want to reduce the profile of return potential that they have at the cost of just diversification, right? So the whole point is to be able to give them an exposure into faster growing markets and growing opportunities, which would be able to explain the large part of market performances in the medium and long-term timeframes.
Makes sense, you know, for investors to actually avail these opportunities, you know, especially when, you know, you can own stocks like, you know, Microsoft, Google, Apple, you know, which we anyway end up using on a daily basis. So, you know, Abhishek, this brings me to my next question, which is, you know, like every other domestic equity funds, even global funds went through turbulent time, especially in, you know, last year in 2022. But since then, it has started to come up and actually done well. Can you elaborate on what has worked well for these funds?
Yeah, Ankit, so you're right. Last year, most funds ended up doing badly on a relative basis. And I think a lot of that is owing to the fact that in a market like India, you would generally position yourself as a growth investor. Even in the global parlance, as I mentioned, you know, our underlying philosophy always have been growth. And last year and a little into the previous year to last, growth actually gave way to cyclicals. And if you look at history, this was one of the largest divergences that have happened over the last 10, 15, 20 years. Now, since growth from that point has come back, and also since the highest earning growers have outperformed in the medium to longer period of times in history, we believe that fund strategy where growth is kept in mind will end up coming back and start doing well, which is very much already present in most of our growth funds that you'll be seeing over the last, let's say, six months or a little more.
Yeah. So, you know, what I understand from you is, you know, companies where earnings growth have been good and consistent, their stock prices have actually come back stronger, which has helped these funds to do well. You know, but yes. Abhishek, you know, this, you know, brings me to one more question, which is on emerging markets. What has been the reason for them being a laggard in the last 12 to 18 months? You know, in spite of everything else, you know, have started doing well.
So, like I mentioned, for the global growth strategy, Ankit, emerging markets have also gone through the same cycle. And while developed markets have settled back in favor of growth, the emerging markets still seem to be taking a little more deviation towards cyclicals. As you would understand that, unlike global markets, emerging market indexes or the benchmarks are heavily tilted towards old economy stocks, which are generally cyclical in nature. And growth opportunities are generally available beyond the indexes. Now, in a fast-changing market, most of the action being towards the indexes and benchmarks doesn't give enough opportunities for growth to be able to participate during that time. But, you know, for a fast-expanding addressable market segments, which are represented by segments like consumer discretionary, technology, healthcare, if you're able to capture them well in your underlying themes, as I said earlier, in medium to longer terms, growth explains the largest part of market performances, and that is also very, very relevant to emerging markets like us.
Okay. So as, you know, cyclical part of economies are still at play, you know, which started in early 2022, it even makes more sense to be in growth-oriented strategies, you know, as they may soon come back, right? Also, you know, Abhishek, incrementally, if you see emerging markets contributing more to the global GDP growth than, you know, in the past, with that in mind, do you think investments in emerging markets should be an integral part of clients, you know, asset allocation?
So absolutely, Ankit. So as you rightly said, emerging markets are supposed to be contributing about 80% to the incremental GDP growth by 2025. They already are at about 60% or more. Not only that, I think the diversity of the markets available as a subsegments of the emerging market as a pack is in itself very, very interesting and relevant for a client to allocate money, because not only will he be able to diversify across themes, but be able to participate into complementary business sets across the emerging market pack without really compromising on his final portfolio outcomes.
Sure. So so having an allocation to emerging markets makes sense, not only because of the incremental higher contribution to global GDP, but also because of diversification to the subsegments is what I understand, you know, from you. You know, Abhishek, if I wanted to discuss about REITs, you know, how are REITs as a concept and how are these strategies actually managed by global managers? And you think if an investor, Indian investor should look at this asset class to be added to their portfolio?
Yes, definitely, Ankit. And I think REITs is not an alien concept to Indian investors. While we are restricted to commercial office spaces as the access point for domestic investors. But let's understand, first and the foremost, global REITs as an asset class provides the possibility of owning properties across the globe, which are diverse in nature and does benefit the portfolios by being helping to participate in asset classes, which are of extremely different orientation to just office or residential. In fact, global REITs as an asset class has a 70% orientation towards service-oriented REITs as a subset, which is exactly diverse of what you have in India. The other part which is very, very interesting is that one of the largest sources of returns for REITs is the income from operations of REITs and real estate operating companies. So when you think of that as a diversifier to your core portfolio, where most of your allocation is either between equity and fixed income, you know, clearly it augurs well for an investor to diversify his allocation into a concept like global REITs. Now, since the last 18 months, we have clearly seen an unprecedented interest rate cycle, which has only got further complicated due to the geopolitical situations existing in the Russia-Ukraine war and so on and so forth. The benefits may not have been forthcoming for now, because I did mention that one of the larger components of returns is the income profile, which is directly interconnected to the interest rate cycle. But having said that, that has only ended up creating more underlying value as the operations are strong. And that has only added to the yield profile of most of the global REITs that a fund like us would be representing. We also should not forget that as an asset class, though this is relatively new to an Indian investors, for the longest period of time, it has ended up creating value for global investors, and more so in environments where interest rate scenarios have remained benign. Hence, as I mentioned while discussing for global and emerging markets, the idea of REITs may also to create a focused portfolio of securities which are favorably positioned in the markets and may produce stronger output based on income and growth continues to be a relevant diversifying idea for clients in India.
So, you know, Abhishek, clients who are looking to take exposure to real estate should actually look at REITs. That also why a fund would, because it, you know, helps them to diversify across countries and, you know, also offer liquidity at the same time, right?
Very much, very much. And also being able to diversify across asset classes, as I said, that the only two other asset classes available to a mutual fund investor is equity and fixed income.
Right. I think if I want to summarize, you know, today's discussion and few points, I think one of them would be growth stocks in developed markets have come back, you know, after the turmoil in first half of calendar year 2022, which has helped these funds to do very well. Second, cyclical part of the market has done very well in emerging markets, and funds which have allocation towards growth stocks may actually end up doing very well in coming times because where earnings growth have been consistent, stock prices have come back. Third, which we just discussed, REITs as an asset allocation makes a lot of sense as they offer liquidity and also, you know, allocation across countries. Thanks, Abhishek, for sharing your thoughts on international funds and, you know, how they can form part of a client's asset allocation.
Thank you, Ankit. It was a pleasure being on this podcast.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on PGM India Insights. I will catch you on the next podcast soon.
Well, that was definitely an insightful conversation, and we expect nothing less on PGM India Insights. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode, folks. We'll be back with many more riveting conversations in the area of investments across markets very soon. But until the next time, stay safe, stay happy, and of course, happy investing. And hey, remember, investors should consider their risk appetite and also consult their investment advisor before investing.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
You're listening to the PGM India Insights podcast series by PGM India Asset Management.